is waiting.
Yeah, it looks like the internet connection is pretty naff.
It does, but we'll just have to persist.
Mm.
It's going up now. As soon as you said that, it reacted.
All right, okay.
Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome. And it's Friday, it's 2 o'clock in the UK, 9 a.m. Eastern, or 10 a.m. Eastern, because we don't put our clocks back for another week yet. This appear on screen. And I thought I'd hidden that. So I'm gonna basically bring this. This is Ask Angelica season 5, episode 25, Practical German About Bees. Angelica, would you like to tell us what today's broadcast is about? Hello, by the way.
Well, there's two things that need mentioning. We've been doing slightly more difficult phrases over this season, and the last one we did about the London Marathon, I thought the phrases were particularly difficult. So I think we need to do something nice and easy. And as we've noticed in the garden, that the bees are gradually coming back because it's getting warmer finally. Well, not today, but it's getting a bit nicer. I thought we'd do something about bees. And I've got some nice, easy sentences this time. But I had to change the title because all my titles were Practical German 4.
Yeah.
Well, Practical German for bees. No, I don't think the bees will be speaking German. And Practical German for talking about bees is a bit long, so it's about bees this time.
I think we've got that. So let's say welcome to the show. And this is Ask Angelica, Practical German About Bees, season 5, episode 25. Now, the way this works is Angelica's put together 9 phrases in German. I'm going to read them out, and you can read them out at the same time too. Pronunciation-wise, Angelica will correct me, but you're safe, and then we'll go on and actually translate the phrases. So they're all about bees, and let's make a start. Now, I made a mistake earlier. I'm not going to make it twice. Bienen wohnen in Bienenstöcken.
Yeah, Stöcken. Bienen wohnen in Bienenstöcken.
Because I did say, I misread it and said Bienen earlier, which of course, as we know, is lakes. So Bienen is bees.
It's a common mistake that many people do. They get the IE and the EI mixed up. So you're not the only one, you're not the first one, and you won't be the last one either.
Indeed. Right, okay, so Bienen wohnen in Bienenstöcken. Bees live in, I'm going to take a flyer here, I'm going to guess, I'm going to say a beehive.
Yeah.
Right, so Stöcken is a hive. Is it only a word that relates to bees?
Well, Bienen is, the Stöcken, I don't actually know. Stock is a hive, Stöcken. Here we've got Stöcke because we've got plural.
Okay. So, translation, bees live in beehives. Okay. That was easy.
Next one will be even easier.
Okay. Bienen sammeln nectar und pollen.
Yeah, I told you.
Right, pronunciation, not a problem. Yeah, okay. Bees make nectar and pollen. Or bees take pollen and make nectar. Not sure on that.
Sammeln is to collect.
Oh, collect. Going on, they collect nectar and pollen.
There we are.
Okay. Phrase 3. Bienen summen, wenn sie fliegen.
Mm-hmm. Bienen summen, wenn sie fliegen.
Yeah, so Bienen buzzen, wenn sie fliegen. Bees buzz when they fly.
Yeah. So English bees go buzz, buzz, buzz. Well, not quite. I don't know where that comes from, really, because really it sounds nothing like buzz, 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 and it doesn't sound like zum, zum, zum either.
No, Yes, we just have to. Perhaps he's been changed over the years. Brennan Tanson, um, sich zu verständigen.
Ja, Brennan Tanson, um sich zu verständigen.
Right, okay. Now we're going to learn things during this because bees dance, okay. Verstand is to understand.
Der Verstand, well, verstehen is to understand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Verständigen is, well, is to communicate.
Right.
So or bees, to, actually, you're not wrong, really, to understand each other. When you're communicating, you talk to each other and you understand each other, don't you?
Yeah. So bees dance to talk to each other or to communicate.
Yeah.
Oscar, I haven't touched a thing here. I don't know what happened there. Just a second.
That was a bee.
My sleeve caught on something. Right, okay. That was interesting. Okay, so I'm going to try again. Right, phrase five.
I think before we do that, I need to say, viewers, this was Stephen pretending to do a little bee dance.
Oh, no. I'm not going to. Two things I'm not going to do. I'm not going to on air and I'm not going to sing. Everybody's safe. Bienen machen Honig warben im Bienenstock.
Ja, Bienen machen Honig oder Honig warben im Bienenstock.
No, Honig is honey.
Ja.
Well, good. Warben is comb.
Ja.
So bees make honeycomb in the beehive.
Ja. And this is obviously the honeycomb environment, yeah? It's not a comb to comb your hair.
No, no.
Well, in English we've got the same word, but in German we don't.
But when it's used, you see, I've got an English syntax. When it's used on its own, it's a comb for your hair. When it's used on something else, then it's a totally different word. Does that make sense? Bees make honeycomb in a beehive. Okay.
The nice thing is it's difficult in English sometimes as well. So when you think of foreigners trying to learn English, they have to cope with things like this as well. So it's not just English people trying to cope with learning German and think, oh, why have you got the same word for two different things?
Mm-hmm.
Every language can do that.
Oh, yes. Right, say hello to Barry and thank you for watching live. And if you are watching us live on Facebook or LinkedIn today, then welcome to the broadcast. And I am going to try and read phrase six. Bienen sind wichtig für die Natur.
Mm-hmm. Bienen sind wichtig für die Natur.
So bees are good for nature?
Important.
That's very true. I mean, if we didn't have bees, we wouldn't have some fruits, because fruits need pollinating before they can grow, and bees are very important. That so bees are important for nature. In fact, we've got a bee garden, haven't we?
Yeah, got a wild garden for bees, and we normally last year we didn't see quite so many, so we were able to see a decline in bees.
Indeed.
Year before we had loads, didn't we?
We did. Don't know what's going to happen this year. Weather will be kind to them, and we'll see more. Phrase seven. Wir müssen die Bienen schützen.
Yeah, wir müssen die Bienen schützen.
We must. Schützen, I'm not too sure on.
Protect.
All right. So we must protect the bees, hence the wildflower garden.
Yeah.
Okay, phrase eight. Ich wurde von einen Bienen gestochen.
This is probably the only negative sentence in here. Ich wurde von einer Biene gestochen. I could have said that a few times in my life.
Just to translate it first, I got stung by a bee. So... Ich wurde von einer Biene gestochen. I got stung by a bee. I mean, the thing you shouldn't do, because I spoke to Peter Stewart earlier this week and we're talking about bees and wasps. And I said, well, do you shoo them away? And he said, no, don't ever shoo a bee or a wasp away. Just keep still. So that's advice from a pest controller. If you find bees or wasps in your area, just keep still.
Yeah, and don't. Well, last time I got stung was while I was driving on a hot day with the window open. And I didn't even notice a bee came in. And, well, when you're driving, you don't sit still.
That's true. I mean, basically, and say that to Sarah. Basically, if you do find that you've got a beehive, don't try and tackle it yourself. Ask a professional to come and do it. It's cheaper in the long run. And you won't get stung.
Safer.
They won't sting you either, because they want to come back again next year and do the same. Die Sohrfleißig wie eine Biene.
Yeah, that's an idiom. I thought I'd put an idiom in there as well. Sie ist so fleißig wie eine Biene. We've got that in English as well.
Okay. I do have the advantage of actually knowing what translation is before I bees are, no, she's as busy as a bee. I think we're going to do that. All right. Okay, so we've been through the 9 sentences, and thank you, Sarah and Barry, for actually watching. If you're watching on LinkedIn, we can't see your comments, but we'll get to them after the broadcast. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go back to the beginning. Angelica's going to read the German perfectly, and I will try and read the English. So we're going to the top. Today's show, just a reminder, today's show is all about, I'm just waiting for this to come through, all about practical German about bees. This is Ask Angelica, Season 5, Episode 25. Take that off again and come here. Oh, wait a minute. I'll start with the German, shall I?
Mm-hmm. Bienen wohnen in Bienenstöcken.
Bees live in beehives.
Bienen sammeln Nektar und Pollen.
Bees collect nectar and pollen.
Bienen summen, wenn sie fliegen.
Nein, nicht summen, buzz. Bees buzz. Right. Okay, it does actually translate to bees buzz when they fly. When they're flies. They fly. Okay. All good. Press 4.
Bienen tanzen, um sich zu verständigen.
Okay. So, bees dance to communicate. Press 5.
Bienen machen Honigwaben im Bienenstock.
And this is a good reason to keep bees. Because bees make honeycombs in the beehive. We have a friend called Dan that we've got, we've got more than one friend called Dan, but we have a friend called Dan who is a beekeeper. He's trained himself to be a beekeeper. He learned from the best, and he's put together his own hive several times. Because queen bees keep flying off. Once a queen bee goes, everybody leaves the hive, so.
Well, that's the other reason. If you do find a bee, a swarm of bees, I think it's a swarm of bees, isn't it? If you find them in your garden, find somebody who knows about beekeeping, because they will collect them.
So oh, yeah.
You don't want to destroy them or anything.
Yeah. Press 6.
Bienen sind wichtig für die Natur.
Bees are important for nature because they pollinate. That would have been a longer sentence, though, wouldn't it?
Too complicated. I did say I wanted to do some nice, easy sentences this time. Wir müssen die Bienen schützen.
We have to protect the bees.
Ich wurde von einer Biene gestochen.
I got stung by a bee, and we both have been. No doubt you have as well. Phrase 9.
Sie ist so fleißig wie eine Biene.
I don't know why they say this. She's, I suppose, because bees dumbing around all day long. They're always buzzing and yeah. Okay, so that's it. Right. Is there something else you'd like to talk about, Angelica?
Well, I said I had these nice, easy sentences because last time we had quite some hard ones. But I've also been fleißig wie eine Biene. Well, maybe not as fleißig as a bee, but I was busy. I've got a new printable out. So it's not a book that you can buy anywhere, but you can buy it from my Payhip shop or via my website, and then but then you print it out yourself. And it's beehive mazes. Now, the maze obviously is a bit of fun when you're trying to find the way for the bee from the entry into the beehive to the exit. Got nothing to do with German, though, does it? But each page has got a German sentence about bees with the English translation. And some of them I've used today, but there are others as well. And not all of those that we've used today are from the book. So that's my, I've been busy as a bee product. And the there's a QR code there that you can scan. There is a link, but we put I'll put the link under the show as well, if you're interested and want to have a look.
Leave that there for a moment, because you can scan the QR code right now. It works on video. Just want to prove this. So if you want to scan the QR code, it'll take you off to the web page to actually buy the book. What price is the book?
It's very expensive. £1.50.
£1.50?
Yep.
Right. Okay. So £1.50 buys you 20 beehive puzzles and the chance to actually learn German at the same time. I'm going to switch my camera back on. And we're here. Now,
there we are.
We're not talking about chickens. Not talking about chickens this week, are we?
No.
But I think we should just take 2 minutes to talk about this. Because, and shall we talk about marathon for a minute?
Well, we can, because it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so it's just marathon on screen. And again, another QR code. Angelica, the London Marathon is on April 21st.
Yeah, that's just under yesterday in a month's time.
Yeah, you wrote a blog post yesterday, and can you sort of reprise the first few lines of the blog post?
Well, I think it was more the case of what my comment. I can't remember the first few lines on the post, but the question is, am I ready for it? And I said, yes, I am, I think.
So, the marathon is on April 21st, 2024. Angelica is running the marathon for the Shore Trust.
Yeah.
And if you scan the QR code in the center of the page there, you can donate to a worthy cause. And also, the more we actually sponsor, the better Angelica will do. So.
Really?
I mean, you're going to succeed, whatever we do. Because
oh, I will. Yeah.
Gift to do that. Anyway, what I'd like to do. Well, we've got another episode before the 21st.
Yes, we do.
When's the next episode?
The 5th of April.
5th of April. So we'll be here on the 19th.
Oh, and that because we have two more. Yes. Yeah, we're not going to London until the 20th. So we have two more before the London Marathon.
We'll be here on the 19th to accept your last minute donations. Okay. Angelica, would you like to take over?
Right. Well, thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed some slightly easier sentences for a change about bees. And maybe it may have even got you interested in the printable. Do have a look and see what you think. And yes, if you do want to sponsor me for the London Marathon, that of course would be absolutely fantastic. Apart from that, we see you in 2 weeks' time. And until then, it's tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Okay.